Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Rock and roll's the greatest, isn't it? I mean, you just listen to a couple of lines in that song, and it makes you think of happier times. The great Shoot the Thrill by AC/DC. Too many women, too many pills. I shoot the thrill. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you think we're having some issues here in the United States, we're not the only place that's having some issues. You see what's going on in Denmark right now? This past Saturday, a brand new television cartoon debuted for children. And it's a TV show about a man with a giant penis. Ew! And again, it's animated. It's a cartoon. It's for the children of Denmark. And they are talking about it over there. The main character, his name is...
Willie.
No.
Johnson.
His name is John Dillermond. And he has an extraordinary penis. So extraordinary that it can perform rescue operations.
Oh my gosh.
It can etch murals, hoist a flag, and even steal ice cream from children. In Denmark, the Danish equivalent of the BBC is called DR, the DR network. You know, that's another thing that you have to be grateful for living in America. Because in countries like Denmark and England, you know, their television, their radio, it's all government run, the BBC in England, and it's called the DR in Denmark. Well, they just debuted a new animated series, and its audience is supposed to be 4 to 8 year olds. And it's a cartoon, an animated series about a man named John Dillermond. He's a man with the world's longest penis.
Wee-wee.
Who overcomes hardships and challenges with his record-breaking genitals, Coleman.
Junk.
Unsurprisingly, the television series has provoked a large debate in Denmark about what good children's television should and should not contain.
So I'm guessing at the pitch meeting, they weren't necessarily talking about pitching a tent, but they probably was talking about body positivity. Like, hey, let's do this show that promotes body positivity and show that even though you may be a little bit different, you still can overcome your differences and be an active, positive member of society, I'm assuming. It's about confidence building, maybe. I'm trying to justify it, but I have no idea how this passed any pitch meeting or anything like that of that sort. This is a wild one.
I mean, if this was a sitcom for adults, it would probably be fairly entertaining. But the fact that it is a cartoon for children that's running on Saturdays in Denmark, that's why people are talking about it. That's why it has made international news. Since premiering this past Saturday, opponents have condemned the idea of a man who cannot control his penis.
Oh, he can't control it, so it has a mind of his own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was...
One person asked the question, is this really the message we want to send to children while we are in the middle of the huge hashtag Me Too wave, wrote one author in Denmark. The show comes just months after a very popular television host, they call them television presenters over there.
Mm-hmm.
In Denmark, named Sophia Linde, kickstarted Denmark's hashtag MeToo movement. And now all of a sudden, you've got this cartoon on Saturday mornings that is running, just started running, and it's about a man with a giant penis he can't control.
That steals ice cream from kids.
That's one of the things he does.
All right, well.
Yeah, some people over there are saying that this television program's celebration of the power of male genitalia could only set equality back. Quote, it's perpetuating the standard idea of a patriarchal society and normalizing locker room culture.
Well, to offset that, you just make a cartoon with a female that does extraordinary things with her genitals. Then that we can have both.
Yeah, if they want to even things up. Way to think, Coleman. And we're teaching this to our kids, unquote, said an associate college professor.
See, I see nothing wrong with being body positive and promoting body positivity by saying, hey, look, even though you may have extra large junk, don't be ashamed of it. You know, you're still a good person. I get that. But it's just creepy. Like, it steals ice cream from kids. That's what it's kind of like, is there a point or a plot? What are they trying to teach you other than, hey, be body positive?
Well, this clinical psychologist who works with families and children, she said that she believes that the opponents of this television show may be overthinking things. Her name is Erla Hosted, and she says, quote, John Dillermand talks to children and shares their way of thinking.
Oh, no.
And kids do find the genitals funny, unquote. That's what she had to say. The show depicts a man who is impulsive and not always in control, especially of his very large junk. So the show is about a man who makes mistakes. He's impulsive and not always in control, much like kids.
We need to keep this main character of this cartoon about 600 feet away from any school zones.
Well, and the character, John Dillermand, always makes it right in the end.
Oh, that doesn't sound right the way you worded it.
But at the end of the show.
Oh,
Coleman,
the end of the show. Yeah, he always
makes it right. He takes responsibility for his actions. When a woman in the show tells him that he should keep his penis in his pants, for instance, he listens. Which is nice.
So that's every episode?
He is accountable. Well, I mean, think about it. He's a cartoon character with an immense package. But this is a new cartoon, a new television show that just started in Denmark, and it's making all kinds of news. Hey, at least this is something to talk about other than what's happening in Washington, D.C. and the damn coronavirus.
But what scares me is this is not the dumbest thing you read all day. That's coming up later.
Yeah, that is coming up later. I bet you could go to YouTube and find some of this.
I'll pass.
It's a new cartoon airing in Denmark. And by the way, like I mentioned when we started talking about this, the Denmark television network that this is on, this is run by their government, much like the BBC is run by the England government.
I would urge our listeners not to go to YouTube and try to find this show because you might get pinged by the FBI.
Well, again, John Dillermand, Dillermand, is the cartoon character. And it's a show for children ages four to eight. That's running on Saturday mornings in Denmark. It's a cartoon, and it's about a man with a giant penis, and he has a difficult time controlling it.
I was so excited about the new year, but now I'm starting to regret it.
Yeah, just when you thought you heard it all or saw it all, a cartoon here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Penis.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.